Good afternoon, everyone. This is the Thursday, June 8th, 2023 afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Good afternoon, Keelan. Please call the roll.
Good afternoon. Ryan.
Here.
Gonzalez.
Here.
Maps. Rubio.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. We'll hear from legal counsel on the rules of order and decorum. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Portland City Council. To testify before council in person or virtually, you must sign up in advance on the council agenda at www.portland.gov/council/agenda. Information on engaging with city council can be found on the council clerk's webpage. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during city council meetings. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. A timer will indicate when your time is done. Disruptive conduct, such as shouting, refusing to conclude your testimony when your time is up, or interrupting others' testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If you cause a disruption, a warning will be given. Further disruption will result in ejection from the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave once ejected is subject to arrest for trespass. Additionally, council may take a short recess and reconvene virtually. Your testimony today should address the matter being considered. When testifying, state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you're representing an organization, please identify it. For testifiers joining virtually, please unmute yourself once the council clerk calls your name. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We have one very important item on our agenda this afternoon, 479, a report.
Accept the 2022 annual report on sister city activities.
Colleagues, today we have the opportunity to hear from Portland's sister city associations as part of their annual report to the city council. For those who may not know, Portland has 9 sister cities with whom we've forged ties to encourage cultural understanding, friendship, collaboration, and partnership. Our sister city associations are led by dedicated volunteers who build bridges across the globe and represent and uplift our community here in Portland. Through this presentation, the council and the public have an opportunity to learn more about the work of our sister cities and their associations. Now I'd like to hand it over to Chito Dilawayo, International Relations Director in the Office of Government Relations, to introduce our Portland sister city associations. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Chito Dilawayo, and I use she and her pronouns. And I serve as the International Relations Director in the Office of Government Relations. As part of my work, I support Portland's sister cities, a committed group of community leaders and volunteers who work together to put on an incredible variety of activities and events that support our engagement with the international community. Before inviting my colleagues to speak, I would like to provide some background on the Sister City Program and the work of the International Relations Program. As you are all aware, the International Relations Program is housed within the Office of Government Relations. We help to elevate Portland's international reputation, promote the city's priorities, and help make Portland a more welcoming city. I do not exist in a vacuum. Portland's local international community is tight-knit, and we work in partnership with local international-facing partners and stakeholders. The past few years have certainly been challenging, but we've been steadily re-engaging and finding opportunities that align with the city and allow us to share best practices, share information, lessons learned on some of the most pressing issues cities across the globe face. We build bridges of mutual understanding in the process, something that we all need now more than ever. You last heard from the Sister Cities group last September due to the fact that last June's report had been postponed because of COVID-19. I'm happy to have this report to you this today. Once again, during the month of June around Roast Festival Week, as we've done so in previous years. Through my work, I've had the privilege of experiencing and belonging to a community of individuals who play an integral part in our city's culture fabric and vibrant living. Be it taking part in the Rose Festival Parade, Kaohsiung for years has brought the dragon boat races that have typically begun training right before spring on the Willamette. Portland Guadalajara Cinco de Mayo's event along the waterfront has included a naturalization ceremony for new U.S. citizens like myself. Our sister city associations have deep roots within our communities and contribute to uplifting the lives of Portlanders. From student exchanges, arts, Portland Sister Cities are a member of Sister Cities International, a nonprofit organization that was initiated in 1956 to foster mutual friendship and peace internationally. True to the spirit of Sister Cities International, Portland's 9 sister cities and Friendship City enhance international ties for the Portland metropolitan area by facilitating cultural, educational, and economic exchanges between our local community and communities across the globe. Today, the leadership of Portland's Sister City Associations is pleased to present their annual required reports on their efforts and activities undertaken in the 2022 calendar year and the year ahead. Thank you for taking the time to listen and accept this report. Without further ado, first up, I'd like to introduce James Autry, co-chair of our Portland Sister Cities Coalition, the glue that keeps things together, and the president of the Portland Ashkelon Sister City Association to present.
Well, Mayor and City Council, thank you for allowing us to be a part of your life again. Again, I'm Cullis James Autry and been president of the Portland Ashkelon Sister City Association for about 10 years. I've been to Israel 3 times, 1998, again in 2005, and then 2010. And the previous president had an opportunity almost to meet with the mayor of Ashkelon, but it did not happen. So I have not been back and have not had a chance yet to engage personally. But let me talk a little bit about Ashkelon. If we could go to the next couple slides here. This is our current website and how we engage with our members as well as folks overseas. You always find the local time there on our website in Israel. The next slide, please. But Ashkelon is a sister city for the last 36 years. It's a small citizen city, about 159. It's like the getaway place for most Israelis and Arabs to get to the coast south of Tel Aviv. And it's home to the largest water desalination plant, Israeli brew beers, as well as other creative young entrepreneurs. Next slide. It's a 5,000-year-old Philistine city that's mentioned several times in the Bible, and it was one of Rockefeller's Foundation 100 resilient cities. Next slide. Our current mayor is Mayor Tom Glamm, and he, like I said earlier, is a bedroom community for many Jews and Arabs, as well as Israel's Silicon Forest with the inventors of the Pentium 4 chip for Intel and other amazing technologies that come out of Israel. Next slide, please. So our association has been rebuilding. We've been struggling. A lot of the leadership in our organization went to Israel with a governor, and then they formed an Israeli, Israel Oregon Business Association. And so we're in the process of rebuilding that. And in the meantime, as my expertise allowed, I was able to create a Facebook page and a website for our Sister Cities Coalition. And as Cheeto mentioned, I chair the monthly meetings that we have here in the Rose Festival, Rose Room at City Hall. The other fun thing I get to do is kind of manage our festivities today, as well as our grand floral parade that we had last year. So next slide, please. This is our current website. Next slide, please. We have our reception as you experienced today. Next slide, please. And then we did our proclamations, and these are past pictures, and we always keep amazing records of all of that. Next slide, please. This is our trolley that we decorated last year, and we had there Queen Esther and Mordecai that was representing Ashkelon, Israel on the trolley. Next slide, please. And we always have with our Grand Floral Parade a sign that is like a banner that goes before us, and we always have some amazing shofars blower that are announcing our entry in the parade. Next slide, please. And we are honored to have Ted Wheeler to be a part of our parade last year, and we're very excited that he may be able to join us again this year. Next slide, please. Next slide. All right, next. Bologna.
Thank you. My name is Mark Brubaker. I'm a member of the Board of Directors of the Portland Bologna Sister City Association. I'd like to thank the mayor and the commissioners, and specifically Cheeto Del Wayo, for all the work she does in supporting the Sister City Associations. Our president, Phil Potestio, usually gives this update, but Phil is spending 6 months this year in Bologna. but he sends a big ciao to everybody. Our objective is to deepen the ties between our two cities, and we do that through all kinds of exchanges, cultural and other. If we could go to the next slide, please. Bologna is the seventh biggest city in Italy. Its nicknames tell you a lot about the city. La Rosa, the red, for its rooftops and politics. La Grassa, the fat. Things like Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, balsamic vinegar, and prosciutto di Parma all come from the region. And La Dotta, the University of Bologna is often recognized as the first university in the world. It's got 90,000 students that bring a youthful energy to the city. Next slide, please. Just last month, Emilia-Romagna, the province of which Bologna is the capital, suffered from flooding where it received 6 months worth of rain in a period of 36 hours. 15 people lost their lives, hundreds of homes were made uninhabitable, and the damage estimates are in the billions of dollars. The city of Portland was kind enough to send a message of support to our friends in the region, and we at Portland Bologna Sister City Association are working on ways that we can help, including a fundraising event in August for flood relief. Next slide, please. In terms of other activities and events, we're thrilled to have this summer be the return of our youth exchange program. 11 students from Bologna will come and be hosted by families in Portland. We've got a great program of events for them. They'll go to a Thorns match. They'll have a day of community service. It's going to be terrific. And in 2024, those Portland families will send their kids to Bologna for a program there. Next slide, please. And here we've got a list of past and future events in 2023. I'll focus on a couple of them. We did a cooking class with Chef Giorgia Lambertini from her restaurant's kitchen in Bologna in April for Portlanders. And we used that also to kick off a new fund in the name of Maria Rosa Bartelli Brecchi, who was born in Bologna, but lived in Portland for decades and was a very prominent member of the Italian American community in Portland. Through that fund, we hope to sponsor further cultural exchanges centered around food and friendship. Tonight is actually our annual Amici dinner. Amici means friends in Italian, where we get together with supporters in the community. And you can see the rest, and there's more detail on all of these on our website. These are all made possible by our dedicated and amazing executive director, Julie Davidson, fellow board members and volunteers, and other Amici. Next year, we'll mark the 20-year anniversary of the sister city relationship between Portland and Bologna, and we're already working on ways to celebrate that, hopefully including delegations going from Portland to Bologna and vice versa. Thank you very much. Grazie mille.
Hi, I'm Rick Lamberson with the Portland-Guadalajara Sister City Association. Mayor and commissioners, thank you so much for having us back in person. This is great to get back together, and re-engaging is really the kind of key word for us as an organization this year too. We're down to about six really dedicated humans that have been working hard to kind of make things happen this year. But we're in the process of expanding and growing and doing well. Next slide. Just kind of quick information about Guadalajara. Essentially, it's about three times the city of Portland. The size of the city of Portland is quite large. It's Latin America's 10th largest city, which is pretty amazing to me. It's also the city of roses, just as a reminder, and absolutely love that. Next slide, please. This year, we, with the help of the city, with really every one of you and with the Portland Police Bureau, we were able to put back on the Cinco de Mayo Fiesta at Waterfront Park. It is our gift to the city of Portland. It's also our largest fundraiser. And this is our, it took us 39 years to get to our 37th anniversary, but we're really glad that we got to come back. And so I just personally, before I get started on that, I just want to say thank you so much to all of you for supporting us and for everybody that did that. Next slide, please. Just some quick information there about some of the stuff. I guess really the kind of thing that we're very proud of is that we get to bring musicians and dancers from around the metropolitan area and the mariachi troupe from Guadalajara, who's been coming for many, many years. They are Mexico's national treasure mariachi troupe, and it's such my honor to see them every single year. And they work so hard for the citizens of Portland to just have a great time here. Next slide, please. Just some more pictures there. Next slide, please. Just wanted to include kind of all the things that happened on the weekend. So that's all that really is. Next slide, please. This was the naturalization ceremony that where we actually had 48 people from 36 different countries show up and become citizens on that day. And if you haven't seen that with us, I'm sure most of you have seen that. We invite you to come down next year and watch that. It's a very powerful thing. Next slide, please. This is the mariachi mass where, and I think this one's a few years old, but maybe not. But it is where the mariachis actually play, and it's kind of a musical mass where everybody is invited for a religious ceremony at Waterfront Park. It's really wonderful. Next slide. And you know, just a reminder, this kind of helps fund business, education, culture, and the true love between the citizens of Portland and Guadalajara. That's our primary goal. Next slide. We've got kind of two things that we're going to be focusing on as an organization for funding this year. But our primary one is the Bombero program that we support. Bombero program really is, with the help of the Portland Fire Department and their retired equipment. We actually have a team of men and women that actually train firefighters in Guadalajara from a lot of South America and surrounding areas, but they are trained in Guadalajara, and we primarily are the people that fund that and started that program. We'll be doing looking forward to an artist exchange in this year, and hopefully we can cajole many of you to travel with us next year as we go down to do an artist exchange. Next slide, please. Just another picture of Cinco de Mayo Fiesta. Next slide, please. And that must have been it. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, my name is Clyde Travis. I'm with the Portland Kaohsiung Sister City Association. And thank you for inviting us here and to be able to talk to you today. Next slide, please. We were founded in November 1987. And the City Council approved us in 1988. And we selected the Dragon Boat as our cultural event for Portland. And every year we have a dotting ceremony that's performed on April 10th, 1989, but it was also performed every year at the opening session for the practice for all our boats. Next slide, please. This is a slide talking about our promoting our people exchange. Every year we go to Kaohsiung as a delegation in the spring, and then we receive people back in June for our function. They're here today. Okay. Early last year, the board canceled the plans to send a delegation to Taiwan because of the pandemic, so we didn't do that. Then also in March, we just proceeded with the annual dragon boat dotting ceremony and kicked off the 2021 festival season. Also in conjunction with our key sponsor, the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in Seattle, which is known as TECO. They donated 100 personal pandemic care packs to the Taiwan Can Help program. Next slide, please. In May, we participated in the local high school Chinese student scholarship program, where we offered a $1,000 scholarship to a deserving local high school student of Chinese descent. Next slide, please. This slide shows us one of our trips to there. Next slide, please. There's some photos of our parade and whatnot here in Portland. In May, we worked with TECO Cultural Center Association to a program to recruit local young students into Taiwanese culture folk dance, drumming performance program, and performed in the Rose Festival Grand Floral Parade. Next slide, please. In June, we held our first welcome dinner for the Rose Festival Dragon Boat Race since the pandemic to announce the return of the Dragon Boat Race and corporate sponsor program. There were altogether 46 teams and over 6,000 paddlers, spectators, and participants participated in a two-day event on 11th and 12th downtown Tom Waterfall Park. This slide here shows the students from our Shuda High School. That's exchange high school students that come over here and are hosted by people in our community, 2 to 3 people per family. And there's a picture shows them. We take them to Mount Hood. In fact, that's where they're at today, up in Mount Hood, playing in the snow, because most of them never seen snow or been in snow. So that's what they are right now, doing that up there. And then also, next slide, please. We also print out every year a program book that, for this activity. And if it's council would like, we can make sure that each member gets a copy of that, personal copy of that. Please let us know, okay? Next slide, please. There's a picture slide there showing a dotting of the eye. This is where we awaken the dragons every year. We open up the eyes, and then that's when we start, the program starts off. Next slide, please. There's our welcome dinner. Every year we do a welcome dinner for our guests coming from overseas and the local people here in town. We have approximately 200 people at this dinner. Next slide, please. There's some pictures of the races, showing the races and whatnot, people grabbing the flag and our ceremonies for that. Next slide. There shows us they're putting the boats away. This is where we were storing them at the time. Shows us lift them up and whatnot. And in September of this year, Tom Crowder let us know that he was not going to be director anymore in our organization. He'd been doing it for 40 years. The man's 80 some years old, so he decided to hang up there. So we're making a special deal for him as far as thanking him for all the work he's done for the last 20 some years. Next slide, please. I think that should be it. Any questions? Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
My office would love one of your books there. Thank you.
I'll send one to everybody.
Thank you.
I'll give it to Cheeto.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Shireen Farahi, and I am Vice President of the Portland Khabarovsk Sister City Association. I appreciate your time today as I present you with our annual report of PIXGA's activities for 2022 to 2023. Next, please. Khabarovsk has been a Portland sister city for 35 years, is the regional capital of the Russian Far East, and is Russia's inland port, where the Amur River borders China and connects with the Ussuri River. Next slide, please. The Portland-Khabarovsk sister city relationship was founded during the Cold War era as part of the Portland-based Ground Zero Pairing Project, initiated by Dr. Earl Molander of PSU, who's pictured here, which sought to counter the official narrative of the US government and the then Soviet government by establishing grassroots connections between US and Soviet cities and towns. Next, please. And now we move on to current events. Next, please. Out of sensitivity for the situation that continues to unfold in Ukraine, PIXGA has once again this year pared down its standard lineup of annual events, keeping them few and low key. Next, please. We have also started 2023 with an online book club that meets bi-monthly on Zoom. And what makes it unique is that we also have participants who join us in real time from Khabarovsk, so that 7 p.m. in Portland is noon the next day over there. Therefore, our reading selections are all Russian literary works that are available in both Russian and English. Next, please. Earlier this year, the Khabarovsk City Administration invited school children from Portland to take part in their Young Talents for a Beloved City International Children Art Exhibition. Next, please. The letter of invitation to participate in this project ended with the quote, Your school children's paintings will help Russian kids to understand American culture better and make the friendship between our cities stronger. Next, please. Pixca past president Alan Ellis helped oversee this project. Next, please. Here we can see the drawings from the previous slide up close. Next, please. Here we can see a phoenix rising as well as a sun shining rays of peace over the world. Next, please. The word friendship is spelled as two words, friend and ship. This in the first drawing there. This recognition that the word friendship is actually a blend of these two English words is not just indicative of a successful bilingual education, probably of a native Russian speaker learning English. It also suggests that the artist sees the sees the earth as a ship, ideally inhabited by friends. Next, please. It will not be lost on our friends in Khabarovsk that Portland Public School students are expressing themselves in Russian. Next, please. So that's the exhibition there in Khabarovsk. In a thank you letter dated June 3rd from Andrei Khmara of the Khabarovsk City Administration, he writes, "I'm sure that the participation of American students in this exhibition shows that Americans aren't enemies to Russians and that both Russian and American children want to live in peace and friendship." Next slide, please. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. It means a lot to us.
So I was waiting for my slide to change, but it hasn't changed yet.
There we are.
There we are. I'm Dana Morrison. I'm with the Portland Mutare Sister City, and I've been a volunteer with the Mutare Sister City since early 2000, when I started doing work in HIV in the Portland metro area. It is a city of jacaranda trees. That's what I think of when I think of Mutare. So it might not smell like roses, but it definitely smells like beautiful flowers if you've ever had a chance to be there. Next slide, please. It is, we were established as a response to apartheid. So many folks think about apartheid and they think about South Africa and not realizing how bordering countries were impacted. And so in 1991, Mayor Bud Clark established the sister city with the mayor of Mutare at the time as a way of raising awareness of the impact of apartheid on the Southern African region. At that time, Portland and Mutare Zimbabwe actually had a very similar population size. They were both inland port cities and had similar backgrounds in forestry and farming and tourism. And it remains a region known for growing coffee, especially in the Vumba, which is the beautiful mountains that are right above the city. Next slide, please. One of the things that we did, in addition to the work, original work kind of around social justice and raising awareness about equity, is we really worked to respond to the HIV epidemic. In the 1990s, the city of Mutare and surrounding villages at one point had at least a third to a half of folks were infected with HIV, with a rising number of orphans. In response, Dr. Maria Cosmatatis, who's a nurse practitioner who's right there in the center, who unfortunately retired during COVID, she actually was able to travel there and realize that during Operation Murumbatsvina, they had bulldozed all of the clinics in the region. There is a rule that if you have a clinic, the government has to staff it and has to provide medications. And so one way to prevent that from happening was to bulldoze the clinics. And so we rallied as a city to rebuild a clinic in the region to provide care. What I am happy to report is we are no longer sustaining that project. They've been able to secure international donors and funders, and the government is fully supporting that clinic, providing services to a catchment area of about 15 kilometers in this highly impacted region. Next slide, please. We continue to support the Family AIDS Support Organization, which is a group of HIV-positive individuals that have come together to provide psychosocial support as well as material supports. You may have seen our embroidered panels in the past. That was part of one of the things that the community would build and make together and sell to tourism, to tourists that were coming. And unfortunately, tourism has declined and not recovered since the COVID pandemic. At the time, we are still supporting them. They have shifted, which you'll see on the next slide, their efforts. I just go back. But I do want to say that currently there are 47 HIV positive members, and we are additionally providing support to 4 child-headed households. That means that the oldest person in the household is under the age of 17. And these households have 6 to 12 children in that household in order to make sure that they have some supportive services. The way we continue to support the community is providing access to vitamins, and medical care outside of antiretroviral treatment doesn't always get covered. So making sure that folks have access to preventative services, as well as food, basic needs, and then school fees so that the children can continue to go to school. Next slide. So this year, there was a pivot from making embroidered panels to making sanitary napkins and reusable supplies for menstruation for girls so that girls wouldn't have to stay home and could continue to go to school. So FASO partnered with Samayo School of Sewing and Creative Design to train FASO members in creating these reusable sanitary napkins in order to have them for distribution in the community. And so that's just one of the examples of one of the projects that's ongoing and being really responsive to what's going on in the region. Next slide. This is just my last slide, really reflecting. You may have seen this mural and not realize that this was a Sister City project because we did this quite some time ago. But actually, every one of those images is a person either from Portland or Zimbabwe that's been a part of the work that we've done with the St. Warburg's Clinic in the background. And I really want to bring attention to the phrase "hope is vital" that came from the HIV positive folks that we worked with in Mutare, standing for HIV. And it takes a planet to save a village. And so that's the work that we continue to do and continue to hope to re-engage kind of post the COVID pandemic as things get more stabilized in the area.
Good afternoon. My name is Mami Kikuchi. I'm president of Portland Sapporo Sister City Association. The sister city relationship between Sapporo and Portland is one of the longest standing sister city relationship in the world, in the US, beginning in 1959. Our mission is, next slide, please. Our mission is to foster and promote friendship and mutual understanding through exchanges and interactions between the people of Portland and Sapporo to build a foundation for a more peaceful and sustainable world. We will be celebrating our 65th anniversary next year. Next slide, please. So in October 22, 2022, PSSCA held a kickoff event for this anniversary. Board members, our key volunteers, and stakeholders gathered at the Oregon Convention Center in front of the Peace Bell, which is dedicated 30 years ago at the 29 years ago for 30 year anniversary from Sapporo, and we rekindled our relationship. Currently, the anniversary steering committee is planning a series of fundraising events. Next slide, please. And in March 2023 and 2022 and 2023, PSSCA and Sapporo International Communication Plaza co-hosted online exchange programs for high school students from both cities. Students enjoyed chatting and playing games in small groups via Zoom using both English and Japanese. We found this is a great way to provide a mini foreign experience to a wider demographic without significant financial and time commitment. So we plan to keep hosting this kind of event in the future. Next slide, please. Thank you. However, as the pandemic is slowing down, now we are enjoying in-person events such as Grand Floral Parade, and also, next slide, please. Sapporo Food Fair at Uwajimaya, a Japanese supermarket in Beaverton. Next slide, please. Oh, I'm sorry. Could you go back? Thank you. And this summer, so that as pandemic is easing down, this summer, after a 3-year hiatus, high school students program will finally come back. 20 high school students we'll visit Sapporo and experience Japanese student life. And working closely with Grand High School PTA and Sapporo International Communication Plaza, PSSCA has been supporting this program since its inception in 2012. Also, we are informed that the Oregon Pottery Association is planning to visit Sapporo this summer. And we are really excited to see many international exchange programs being resumed. Next slide, please. To conclude this presentation, I'd like to recognize our board members. During the last annual report, I mentioned our two board members who served for decades. Dr. Thompson Fowler is serving PSACA since 1981, and Stephen Ockert served since 1985. Both of them were our former board president, tirelessly worked for the association. I would like to express our sincere gratitude to Mayor Weir and commissioners for officially proclaiming January 19th, 2023 to be Stephen Ockert Day, as well as February 16th, 2023 to be Tom Fowler Day in Portland. So thank you, and thank you, Tito. And so this meant a lot to all of our board members. PSACA also welcomed three new board members, Gia Shunk, Stephen Prague, and Elijah Sprint. We are very fortunate to have new support enthusiasts who are offering new ideas and perspective to the board. Next slide, please. Okay. So we continue supporting our community by fostering friendship and mutual understanding between our two great cities. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Bob Fraser, president of the Portland Sujo Sister City Association. It takes a team to make a lot of this happen. So I'm welcoming to our presentation, Wei Nathan. Wei, what's our mission?
Mayor Wheeler and commissioners, good afternoon. Thank you, Chido, for being here. Portland Sujo Sister City Association is celebrating our 35th anniversary this year. It is not without difficulties, but we are trying to find areas in our relationship where we can find collaboration and cooperation. Peaceful coexistence is not a choice, it is a necessity. Portland Sujo Sister City Association's mission is to promote education, cultural exchanges, as well as business development opportunities to the benefit of Portland and the Sujo. And perhaps we should add the mission piece of peace. We recently introduced a small business delegation from Sujo to Andrew Reed with Prosper Portland. We are in the process of identifying areas where there are mutual opportunities.
Next. Sujo is a very high-tech city. Photo on the left is an incredible high-tech SIP Sujo Industrial Park overlooking Jinji Lake. On the lower left is Tongli Watertown, Sujo with its incredible canals giving Sujo the suggestion of being the Venice of Asia. So much history and culture to be discovered in Sujo with its Sujo Art Museum on the top right, designed by world-renowned architect I.M. Pei, to its wonderful heritage classical gardens, such as our beautiful Lan Su Chinese Garden here in Portland. Next.
Some facts to remember. Sujo founded in 514 BC. Shortest travel time between Shanghai and Sujo by high-speed train can be only for 21 minutes. This is a city of possibilities, of making dreams come true. A major economic center and focal point of trade and commerce for China. The population of approximately 7 million people in the city proper and 13 million people in the administrative area. Average GDP growth rates have been as high as 14% in the past 35 years. Famous for its World Heritage Classical Gardens dating back to the 6th century BC. Back in 1987, Sujo and Portland agreed to build the Lan Su Chinese Classical Garden as a symbol of friendship and for the promotion of international tourism. Shortly thereafter, the Portland Sujo Sister City Association formed in 1988.
We've had a share of virtual meetings with the Sujo Foreign Affairs Office, and some of them very, very successful. One was whereby the Sujo Foreign Affairs Office assisted in orchestrating the leadership of the Sujo Gardens to host a virtual meeting with our Lan Su Chinese Gardens. This was a wonderful opportunity for our new director, Elizabeth Nye, to meet her counterparts in Sujo At the conclusion of the conference, a student art contest was launched entitled The Garden in the Eyes of Children. We invited the students from the Hope Chinese Charter School to the garden one beautiful Saturday morning, and they were provided with a tour in Mandarin, and they asked questions in Mandarin that blew me away. And then we provided them with some art tools to let their imaginations wander, find a spot in the garden, and to let it be. They came back with some wonderful art pieces. Next.
Portland has 9 sister city schools with Suzhou. One of them is the Harriet Tubman Middle School, sister city school to SIP Xinghai Experimental Middle School in the Suzhou Industrial Park. They participated in several successful virtual exchange programs with each other. A shout out to Mandarin immersion teacher Andrew Pan, who is from Suzhou and a graduate of our PSU, an up-and-coming dedicated instructor in our Portland public schools.
Next, continuing with the theme of PSSCA's focus on our young people, thank you, Suzhou Foreign Affairs Office, for gifting Portland this children's colorful book entitled A Little Shennong's Herbal Adventure, which introduces to the student Chinese culture and their historical approach to medicine, which is much older and different than our Western approach. It really gives them an opportunity to empathize with a different culture and to see that things are not always done in the same manner. Next.
Did you know that we have had leadership exchange programs between the Suzhou Museum and the Portland Art Museums? Brian Ferriso, executive director at PAM, joined our other 30 members of PSSCA's 30th anniversary delegation visit to Suzhou in 2018, including Mayor Wheeler. This particular art exchange program was initiated by Portland artist John Tepley, the International Mural by Mail Project. John Tepley invited artists from Suzhou and around the world to contribute their artwork in the mural format and send it to Portland to have an artist, in this case John Tepley, contribute his work to it. This exhibition was held at the Portland Lloyd Center Saturday, May 13th, where John also held a virtual interview with the Suzhou artist He Wenbin.
Next, this year on the occasion of Portland Suzhou's 35th anniversary as a sister city, PSSCA partnered with the Lansu Chinese Gardens and the Suzhou Foreign Affairs Office. The city of Suzhou gave us a cultural exhibit of Kunshu opera, as well as a Kunshu opera performance, which will be presented at the Lansu Chinese Garden Saturday, July 8 at 6:30. The exhibit will run July 8 to 30 at the garden. We invite you all to participate. Thank you. Next.
Join the PSSCA 35th anniversary delegation visit to Suzhou October 16th to 2023 to enter the future world of possibilities, where we can work together with one of Oregon's most productive partners in intelligent trade, where both parties form a mutual agreement of benefits to serve our regions. Oregon's economy has one of the best GDP growth in the nation, low unemployment levels, and record export growth, according to Business Oregon. We can continue to seek partnership opportunities, such as the Lansu Chinese Garden, to promote international tourism. And like Nike's lead platinum distribution logistics center in Suzhou, and the first in China to put footwear on the ground in Southeast Asia. We will be seeking leadership from the transportation and urban planning field, businesses, as well as educators from our colleges and universities. Autonomous transportation driven by AI is coming to our cities soon. And with it, all of the challenges associated with safe and efficient movement of people.
Next. May peace be with us all. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay, thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Catherine Morrow, and I am the secretary of the Portland Wulsan Sister City Association. I would like to thank you for this opportunity to present about the Portland Ulsan Sister City Association and our sister city in South Korea, Ulsan Metropolitan City. The next slide shows a close-up of where Ulsan is. It is a 2.5-hour bullet train ride from Seoul, and also a 45-minute drive, easy drive, from Busan, which is the second largest city in Korea. Next slide. Our sister city relations began 36 years ago, stemming from a relationship between the Port of Ulsan and the Port of Portland. The Port of Ulsan was in search of a West Coast port to bring Hyundai cars, which were manufactured in Ulsan, and they were looking for a U.S. port to bring them to the U.S. and pass through here. Still today, Hyundai cars come through the Port of Portland. And that picture there is an image of the Port of Ulsan, and it's hard to see, but there's hundreds of thousands of cars there lined up, waiting to go onto the ships. Next slide. Ulsan is a city of 1.1 million people. It is approximately the same size as the greater Portland metro area. It is also the leading economic powerhouse of South Korea. It is a major industrial city with four major industries: automobile manufacturing, shipbuilding, petrochemical production. They have one of the largest oil refineries in Asia there, and now focusing on new renewable energies as a major industry. During the 1990s, Ulsan quietly studied Portland. Then in the early 2000s, implemented green spaces, city parks, and also cleaned up their technically dead river to restore it. All of this was modeled on and inspired by what they saw in Portland in the early 1990s. At the bottom there, it says kind of three major parks: the Tewa River Park, that was inspired by Willamette Park along our river. There's also their Rose Garden, which was inspired by our Rose Garden. And their Grand Park was inspired by our Washington Park and Forest Park combined. Ulsan is now a model green city with a new industry focus, as I mentioned, on renewable energy. Next, and besides that, next slide, they boast the largest rose garden in all of South Korea. There is a whole dedicated bed of roses dedicated to the city of Portland within their garden. Next slide. Our Sister City Association's activities over the years have focused on cultural and educational exchange. Our association volunteers have helped host numerous government delegations from Ulsan when they visited. Often unannounced, and at the last minute, our association would hear about government delegations and we would jump to help host them for dinners and things. Sometimes, like I mentioned, in the 1990s, they would be here quietly observing and learning about the city on their own, kind of unannounced. We have had Portlanders visit Ulsan for both educational exchange, professional exchange, and also to visit their Rose Festival, which takes place the last week of May. Next slide. Most recently, last October in 2022, our Sister City Association president visited Korea together with the Oregon governor's delegation. This year, our association is focused on rebuilding a brand new leadership for our board and focusing on future projects that will be an outgrowth of new energy coming on our board. Let's see, go to the next slide. I think I skipped one. Okay, that's what we did. Now back, I'm sorry, go back one slide. So there is now a lot of new interest in Oregon and across the United States in South Korea. Our association's board feels that we are poised to be a bridge advocate and facilitator of new connections with Korea, with using Ulsan as a gateway and building on connections that many private people in Portland and in Ulsan have. We wish to help not only rekindle the old former connections that we had, but to build new connections and engage in robust exchange with our city again. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Tatiana Tardal. I'm president of the Portland VIV Friendship City Association. I want to start by thanking Portland City Council for declaring the city of Lviv, Ukraine, an official friendship city on September 28, 2022. Thank you very much for that. This was the milestone that a lot of people in Portland and also Lviv worked towards for many years. So that was a very, very important thing for us. There are very many already existing unofficial links between our two cities, and it was really good to establish now this official link. I also really want to thank Chido for all her support over the years and help. Thank you. Thank you. So we started, so that was the main thing that happened last year, 2022. So September 28, 2022. We also started, you know, making connections. One of the previous presentation mentioned John Tapley, and I talked about the, I'll talk a bit about the International Art Festival, but let me again remind you about Lviv, what is our new friendship city like. So residents of Lviv will tell you that it is the most important city in Ukraine. It is definitely the center of art and culture. It is famous for its beer industry, chocolate industry, and coffee industry. So it's very familiar to us in Portland. That's why we all thought that we're already so much alike that we really need to have this relationship going. Lviv was founded in 1256 by King Danilo Halicki, who named it not in his own honor, but in honor of his son Lev, so which means lion, Leo, and Lviv is known as the city of lions, and you will see lions everywhere on the city symbolica and like in coffee shops everywhere. It's a city in the west of Ukraine, close to the Polish border, so now during the war, it grew in size by about 50% because it's housing so many refugees and also is a main center for refugees traveling from like occupied areas and going to Poland and Europe. So a lot of our people in local Ukrainian community are themselves are from Lviv, and many of us have traveled back to Lviv since last year. What I want to say about the International Art Festival, next slide, please. So John Tapley from John Tapley Government Gallery met with the Portland City Sister City Coalition and invited artists from sister cities to join this project and participate in this project. At the time, there were already two Ukrainian artists who were participating in it, and they started working on their murals before the war, but they were not from Lviv. So we worked with our local community members, and I want to thank Natalia Sorida, who is here in the audience, for connecting us with two Lviv artists who took part in the in this art festival. So one of the artists is called Mykhailo Skop. He works under the art name Neivan Maid. He sent this print, which is an overlay of the word freedom in the English alphabet for this exhibit. He was also part of the Zoom call that John Tapley did as part of the art festival on January of this year. And there is 10-hour difference between our cities, so we had this program starting at 1 p.m. in Portland. It was 11 p.m. in Ukraine, so it was already nighttime. It was January. It was also time when Russia was bombing Ukraine and trying to destroy all the energy facilities, so a lot of Ukraine spent a lot of time without power. And one of the artists who joined from Kyiv area in Ukraine actually had her power disconnected during the call, and she just did not come back. But Mykhailo, like many many people in Ukraine, already had a generator, so he could continue on the call. So some of the volunteer activities we've actually been doing is providing generators during the winter and donating for generators to the winter. So we were happy that we could continue this conversation between Portlanders and artists in Ukraine, even during wartime. So next slide, please. So another part of the art festival was the interpretations by Portland artists of the war poems of the Lviv poet Halina Kruk. So Halina Kruk is a famous poet in Ukraine. She is professor of medieval literature at Lviv State University, and that university is only second oldest in Ukraine. It dates back to 1661. But she's also a famous poet. She writes books for children and young adults, and some of her poetry is translated into English. So she, so Portland artists took her poetry and interpreted it through small plays, short plays, and also through dance. The pictures you see are actually the dancer and choreographer who lives here in Portland. She is Indian American, and she interpreted one of the poems called My Love Language through her traditional Indian dance. And it was such a great combination of, you know, Ukrainian poetry in English in Portland by an Indian dancer. So it just spoke to how international our city is and how many links it already has. So that was a time also when we presented to American audience information about our new Friendship City and actually tested a new logo that we're working on. It was really interesting to see how people responded to different logo ideas, but we're not ready to show it yet, but there will be a line on it, I can promise you that. So next slide, please. So what is coming up this year? Because of the war, we cannot have an official delegation going to Lviv. So for now, we will continue with virtual activities. So we want to do a book club, but it will be focused on Lviv authors and also books about Lviv. I am a fan of science fiction, so I want to start with Stanislaw Lem, who is a famous Polish science fiction author. He is famous in America mostly for Solaris, his book Solaris, but he was born and lived in Lviv, and his High Castle book is talking about his childhood in Lviv. Of course, Halina Kruk, I already mentioned, her war poems are translated into English, and Oksana Zabushko is a famous Ukrainian author, her collection of stories you add can go here, it's translated in English. We also will be continuing to educate our community about the new Friendship City, and will be present at the events that are coming up in Portland. The World is Ukraine, The World is with Ukraine concert will be on June 18th here at the Alberta Rose Theater, and then we'll have Ukrainian Day PDX festival on August 26th, and Lviv Friendship City Association will be part of the festival. So I want to thank you again for starting this relationship and declaring it official relationship last year, and I look forward to presenting again next year. Thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, that concludes our report.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Excellent presentations, excellent reports. We greatly appreciate it. I'll open it up to my colleagues for any questions or thoughts they may have at this particular juncture. Commissioner Gonzalez?
I can do them in our closing.
Good.
Are we accepting the report?
We're going to accept the report. Let me just make a comment first. I feel a mixture of optimism and a pinch of regret. The optimism I feel is that the sister city associations here in the city of Portland have continued to be very active during very trying times for our city. And obviously, without the ability to travel during COVID, that threw down substantial obstacles to the cultural, the educational, and the economic exchanges that we got used to. And I'm starting to see those opportunities reemerge. And I know this council looks forward to finding ways that we can continue to support our sister city associations. That's the optimism. Now the regret. I'm thinking back on when the last time was I actually traveled to one of our sister cities. And I'm embarrassed to say it was nearly 5 years ago. And the reason it was, I'll explain why. Shortly after taking office, the theme of my mayoralty has been crisis after crisis after crisis after crisis, an unprecedented number of simultaneous worst case scenario crises. And it just never seemed like the right time for me to hop on an airplane and go somewhere else when there were such pressing issues at home. And some of you will remember that I did travel to Sapporo, and I enjoyed that thoroughly. And I had the opportunity to go to Suzhou as well. And I took a degree of criticism for that. I don't need to go back through the interplay, but the crises for the city of Portland did not start in 2020. They actually started somewhat back in frankly, a few short weeks after my taking office. We had an unprecedented series of cold events, and then shortly thereafter, we had a very tragic situation take place on one of our MAX trains, and it did not seem like the right time to travel, and I foolishly believed, well, that there is always the opportunity to do it next year. Well, of course, then we entered into the world of COVID, and there's been very little travel up to that point. So I just want Cheeto to recommit to the effort to see and visit our counterparts in our sister cities. I was very encouraged by the interactions that I had and the opportunity to see firsthand what our sister cities are doing and how we're collaborating and the partnerships that we have. And this would be a good time for all of us to think about how to thoughtfully re-engage with our sister cities. It is an automatic partnership that we already have invested in. And as we think about rebuilding and restoring and recovering our own city, there are actually populations that share affinities with us who are ready to re-engage with us and come and support and see the great things that we're doing here and share ideas even engage in tourism again, to come back and see Portland and see where we are and how things have progressed. That's sort of my commitment to all of you. I'd like to re-engage on that front. I'm really appreciative of what's happening here. Cheeto, I did have one question, and I know I asked this when last year we elevated Lviv to Friendship City. What is the process by which it becomes a sister city?
Yeah, no, Mayor, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked. And so we established a Friendship City relationship with Lviv on September 28th. We do go through a one-year trial process whereby after that 1 year we revisit determine whether it makes sense to move forward and formalize that relationship to a sister city relationship. And then we take that request and come back to our council to formalize that process. At times it can take a little bit longer, but at the minimum it takes a year, and we are coming up to that 1 year. So I look forward to reaching out to your offices to have that discussion.
Good. I more than look forward to that. That'll be terrific. And I want to thank you for your leadership, Cheeto. And I want to thank everybody who's been so supportive. And by the way, it hasn't just been the good folks from our local Ukrainian community and our local Russian community. By the way, the divisions are not substantial here in Portland, and that's something I think we need to keep in mind. But it's come from the other sister city associations who've really welcomed and encouraged this relationship. And that's something, as Portlanders, I think we should all feel really proud about. So thank you for that as well.
Thank you.
Commissioner Ryan.
Chito, it's good to see you. Question is, the new Portlanders committee, is there intersection between people who have moved to Portland and the sister city network? So new arrivals, new immigrants to our country that are from these countries, what's that relationship like?
Right. There isn't one that I keep certainly track of, but I think indirectly it certainly exists, because keep in mind, our associations are community led with folks who have deep roots within the community. So I have no doubt that there's certainly some connection to New Portlanders and the resources that they provide. Mm-hmm. And I could double check and follow up to see if internally
let's follow
at the
up
city.
With my office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's a great.
I feel like there's a natural affinity there that could go
deeper.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. I'll entertain a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Commissioner Gonzalez moves the acceptance of the
second.
Report.
Second. Yeah.
Commissioner Ryan seconds. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Keelan, please call the roll.
Ryan.
Oh, very easy to accept this report. Thank you, Chito. That was wonderful. It is so much better to do this in person. My first 2.5 years have been on Zoom with all of you, and you know, I remember enjoying it, but it's entirely different when we had the ceremony earlier and now all of you are in here. Growing up in Portland, I think Sapporo was the one that I always thought about the most, because it's been around a while. And I always would wonder, what do these really do? What do they mean? And then, Tamara, to your point, you know, the optics sometimes seem like, oh, this is soft and it's not necessary. And can't think of a time where it's more important to lean into such relationships. We're so polarized on so many topics that most people don't really obsess over, but the social media and certain factions do. But the fact is, most people want to connect with one another, whether it's, and it's always seems to be food and music, and isn't that a great place to start? And so anyway, I just want to say it's very joyful to sit through this presentation today. I had formal remarks and I forgot to look at them. Sorry about that, staff. I also want to call out my dear friend, Maria Cosmatatos. I was grateful that you brought that up. I actually texted her. She's feeling really good about this. So I'm very close friends with her. And so when that was getting started, the HIV Center in Zimbabwe, I went to a few fundraisers for that. And that was the first time I really saw the action that could take place from a sister city relationship. So in the spirit of knowing that we'll continue to look for those, that we'll also maybe knit together some deeper relationships with the New Portlanders Committee, and I'll look into that. I'm really excited to be here, to be present with all of you today, and to accept this report. Thanks.
Mayor, I apologize. We actually had one person sign up for testimony for this report.
Why don't we go ahead and take that testimony?
I'm not sure that they're here. They were going to join us virtually. They're not here, but let me just see if Alan Kessler is here. Alan Kessler. Okay. I think we're okay to continue with the vote.
Good. Continue, please, the roll.
Gonzalez.
What a wonderful opportunity to celebrate our 9 sister cities and soon to be leave and their crucial work for our community. Also wanted to thank prior city leaders for establishing these important relationships. Each sister city brings us unique perspectives, culture, art, and wonderful food. Sharing these is just one part of what it means to have relationships with sister cities. Modern technologies allows us to connect with anyone, anywhere, at any time in the world, often superficially though. And while an amazing option, it does not beat connecting in person, breaking bread, laughing together, singing together. So as our city reemerges from the pandemic, reestablishing old connections, reconnecting with old friends is crucial. The exchange of culture, connection with trade are central for peace on our planet, are essential for a thriving world.
You know, as I reflect on Portland, it's sometimes in its history has been inward facing. It is, Seattle is often looking out to the east, and at times the city of Portland has felt internally facing. And your work helps us open to the world. And even we can Google stuff, but the reports you bring, the culture you bring into the council is real, it's tangible. So thank you for your work. And thank you for your commitment to international sisterhood and transnational brotherhood. You enrich the city of Portland with your work. I vote aye.
Rubio.
I want to thank Chido first for all your tremendous and wonderful work with the Office of Government Relations, and also all the work for today, and also all the Sister City and Friendship City representatives that are here today. As my colleague said, it makes such a big difference to be here in person with you, because we feel your energy and excitement, and it makes us very in turn excited for these relationships that we have. But also I just want to thank you for your leadership and your roles in continuing to build, as you know, as leadership changes on the city side, what has remained steadfast and consistent is the deep relationships with these sister cities. And that actually is a strength and a tremendous asset to Portland. So I want to thank you for investing your time to make sure on behalf of our city that we have those strong relationships with others. As the commissioner overseeing the Economic Development Agency, it's personally important to me that we're a city that values intercultural exchange. That's very important. And each of the work you're doing really deepens that, and also our global understanding of what's happening in other places, and which in turn helps us understand ourselves better and our role as well in the world. And since my early days at the city, long before my role up here, I was lucky enough to witness that firsthand and see the joy in learning and cultural exchange between communities when I was able to be part of the delegation to Guadalajara with the Lambertsons so many years ago. But that, I can't tell you that was so formative to me and my experience there, and how I understood differently how important it is, and how these learnings really deepen our connection to each other, and just opens up tremendous opportunities, some of which we've learned about today. So I'm excited to strengthen the bonds and really look forward to the work ahead. And thank you so much again for your leadership and your love for our city and for other cities. I vote aye.
Wheeler.
Well, I want to tell a little story first, just because it's fun and entertaining, and I don't know who else I'd tell it to. I have no friends left, so you're a captive audience. So some number of years ago, when I was state treasurer, Governor Kulongoski was going to lead a economic delegation to China, to a number of cities. And he asked if I would fill in and lead that delegation, and it was very last minute, orders of his doctor, he wasn't to travel, so I certainly agreed to do it. And Chip Terhune, who many of you know, was responsible as his chief of staff at the time to organize everything, and Chip did a great job of throwing me into the mix. With one minor exception, they got me a one entry visa. And so when we got into I believe we were in Hong Kong traveling into an economic sector to visit, I believe it was Nike. I don't remember exactly who it was because I never actually made it. I was stopped at the border, and I had to get out and wait at this very small rural border crossing while the delegation went and visited this factory inside this other area and came out, because otherwise that would be my one entry and exit, and we didn't want that to happen. So what's the point of this story? The point of this story was I spent about 3 or 4 hours at this little outpost with 5 or 6 very young guys in the military, whose job it was to manage this sort of tedious outpost in the middle of nowhere, trying to, you know, between these borders of the economic zones. And they were so happy to have me there. I felt like it was one of the warmest welcomes I'd ever received anywhere I'd ever been. And they were plying me with all kinds of questions and thoughts about why was I here? And I said, well, we're here to build our economic relationships and our cultural and educational ties, you know, with our friends here. And that was so meaningful to them that we had made this trip. They're like, it's so far and you've come so far and the road is long and it's hot out. And I want to pair that story with a fact. The fact is that our sister cities take these relationships very, very seriously. And Dan said something that sort of got my juices flowing. There's sort of a cultural inhibition we have as American elected officials to be perceived as doing what is called a boondoggle, traveling somewhere on the public dime. And it's almost uniformly viewed with skepticism as, are you really doing anything important? Or are you simply taking a vacation on the public's dime? And the flip culture is from our sister cities who send very large delegations to the city of Portland. And I meet with them all the time. And they'll bring multiple elected officials. They'll bring their corporate leaders. They will bring their educational leaders. They will bring people who work with student associations and others who exchange cultural ties. And we should reciprocate. These are sister cities. And like any kind of a relationship, it cannot be one-sided. It has to be both sides are in agreement. So I just say this by way of, I appreciate how directly and overtly you have kept up our side of the bargain from the community level. And I think it is on us as elected officials to continue to build the support with Cheeto's great leadership to make sure that we continue to move these sister city relationships forward. And I think when the public here in Portland sees that we take these relationships seriously, more people will be interested in joining and volunteering your organizations. So I'll skip the rest of my notes except to say thanks, Cheeto Dalwell. Thank you so much for your continued leadership. Thank you to all of our community volunteers. Great presentations, great reports. I join my colleagues in voting aye and accepting the report. Thank you. And we're adjourned.